This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
When you ask me where I come from,
550 K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag,
everyone.
AM 1090, booming to the Bakken.
I was born by God's dear green.
KLTC on the Western Edge.
In an extraordinary place.
Sing it, Aaron Tippin, where are we?
With the stars and stripes.
USA, baby.
And the eagle flies.
That's right. Brought to you today, this hour, by our friends at PetroServe USA. Lowest price fuel around. You buy any fountain-sized coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents today. Salted nut rolls, 4 for $1. And, of course, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience as well. In Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, 12th and I, 29 NP Avenue, Glendon, Euland, 45th. Somebody said to me the other day, do you know how hungry you make me when you talk about a French dip sandwich in Valley City or pulled pork? I say, yeah, I hope so. Homemade meatloaf in Harwood today. Mac and beef at 12th and I, 29. Good. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. That's what we're here to do, make you hungry. Meatloaf on 45th, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience.
Act on those cravings. Head over to PetroServe.
Texter says, switch to hemp in place of corn to get rid of the ethanol racket. That's an amazing idea. I don't think the ethanol racket is anything other than a corn farmer selling to a market that gives the consumer choice. You don't have to like it. That's the beauty of America.
My father-in-law made a comment about ethanol. He was a state engineer in South Dakota for years, and says, and that's kind of struck and stuck with me. He said, you know, it takes, when it saves energy, it takes more energy to produce ethanol than it actually saves. That was his comment. I never really dug into that much, but so it was one thing I was.
That's
kind of
a study that's been around forever, and it's sort of like whose study do you want to believe?
Right, that's kind of what
I thought.
It's one
of those he said, she said kind of deals that is. The industry would tell you that's not accurate. But again, Texter says we need to encourage Taiwan to get their chip manufacturing facilities over here ASAP.
That's been thought of and said in the last few weeks here, big time.
Listener says my cousins, the Mo family farm, is celebrating their 150th on Sunday. Side note, 90% of family descendants since 1899 have been baptized in the Goslow Mo baptismal gown. Hand sewn, of course. All of my family and grandchildren were. That is a cool story. Pretty darn cool. Love it. Texter says, Scott, can you feel the callers? True conservatives do not trust the elected Republicans anymore. I think we're going to see more and more true conservatives elected in the future. Goodbye, Hovind, Burgum, and Kramer. All right. Why not, says another listener, why not have Mike Lindell make Giza dream flags?
That's a great idea.
But the cotton doesn't come from the USA.
All right.
Is the problem with that little scenario there. Texter says, investigate the Grand Forks land sale. The tools are there to stop it now. Do your job, politicians. Another. You're right. It's a monumental task to reclaim control of our country from China. That's why we need to start now. Texter, we need to start making things in this country. Owning land in the U.S. is part of the American dream. No foreign entity should be allowed to own land. If the feds don't care about that, then the states need to ban this practice. Whoa! 10th Amendment. How about that? Another. Trust the process? Give me a break. Has anyone looked at our State Department? You have a president that's bought and paid for by China. The American people will get no justice from the State Department, let alone North Dakota. Another listener. I'm not a young man anymore. I know a lot of older farmers who turn their farms over to their kids. I hate to say this, but the most replies I hear about this China processing plant to in Grand Forks is, well, if we don't sell them the corn, somebody else will. That's the statement I hear the most from younger farmers. All right. Appreciate all the calls, questions, and comments. We're going to switch gears on topics here. And welcome to the program, Tim Miller, who's a state representative for a little bit longer in the state of Minnesota, and also with something called FLAM Action, an outreach ministry of pro-life action ministries. They are leading a coalition of Christian churches and community members to keep Red River Women's Clinic. I hate that. Whenever I slip and say Red River Women's Clinic, I always want to say, what clinic do you go to kill babies? It's not a clinic. It's an abortion facility is what it is.
Mill or whatever.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, their effort is to get this facility from opening up in Moorhead. That's what they're out to do. Tim Miller joins us now from FLAM Action. Tim, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me here this morning.
You're in the state legislature, but you're giving it up for a different mission, huh?
I am. I've fought the good fight. I was listening to the comments from the texters beforehand. Boy, did I want to jump in on some of that. I'm so in agreement with so much of what was said there.
Well, it's a fun show to do because there's a lot of opinions.
But we are here for the purpose at hand that I'm going to be here, and I'm with PLAM Action, which is really short for Pro-Life Action Ministries Action. We're an outreach of Pro-Life Action Ministries, and what we're going to be doing is going statewide, town to town, city to city.
In Minnesota
to create life cities. We believe that we can legally do this, similar to what you're seeing down in Texas. They've had a lot of success with this. The attorney who was writing the ordinances down there wrote the heartbeat bill down there. Jonathan Mitchell is going to be writing our ordinances, and we have attorneys that are going to defend these ordinances in these cities.
What would it mean to be a life city?
It means no abortions could be performed in that city.
City by city. Take it to the ultimate local control here.
I'm a big local control guy, Scott, so I really believe we're going to do that. Now, I want to be clear, in Moorhead, we aren't at that place because we need to have city council members that, first of all, agree with us, and second of all, have the courage to take a tough vote. We aren't there with those city council members. However, just after the Dobbs decision, the Red River Women's Abortion Clinic is what I call it, because that's what it is, just casually said, well, if we're out in North Dakota, we're just going to move to Moorhead. Well, who says? Who says they can just do this? And I think there's some things that the people of Moorhead in this region need to understand. What's going on? We are at the heart and center. We are the frontline battle. This is not an overstatement. The Fargo-Moorhead area is at the center of attention, probably nationwide right now, on this battle of are we going to defend life or are we not going to? And so we're going into Moorhead. We're going to do a grassroots campaign. I have people out on the sidewalk. The Red River Women's Abortion Clinic purchased a facility under an LLC, as you might imagine, not saying where they're really going to be. We figured out where it's at, and we have people out there praying right now, and we are going to be doing several other things. We think the people of Moorhead should have a voice. And by the way, I think the people of Moorhead, when they understand what's going on, do not want them to be there.
I think you're going to find that throughout most of the rocks and cow country in Minnesota, too, Tim.
100%.
You know, no doubt about it. I mean, who's allowing that? It's like the north end of the Bryn Mawr neighborhood in Hennepin County, about 8 people down there that are all for it. But
that's exactly right. And you know, one of the things that we hope to do is to encourage people that we have not only the winning message, but the righteous message. We defend life. The abortionists are out there telling us all these things about how horrible we are and we don't like women, and we get put on our heels and we say, but I do like women.
It's all about the women.
That's right.
Love them both.
So ask the question of any of those people, do you believe that that preborn child is a child? Is it a human being? And at what point does it deserve our protection? They don't want to talk about that. You know why? Because they don't want people thinking about that that's a human being that's being killed there.
Same reason this abortion facility won't show the mother's ultrasound that they're required to take.
100% correct. And so we're here to inform people of what's going on. We want to equip them for what they could do. There is things. Scott, I'm a believer that the people still have a voice in our nation. I know that we question that at times, but I really do believe that. And I believe that people are going to rise up. in Moorhead and put a stop to this. And we're doing a lot of exciting things coming forward that's going
to
do that.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about the plan and what you intend to do, but I would say that there's a pretty good track record here for the people who for decades were out in front of the Red River Women's Clinic in Fargo, and last time I checked, that's closing.
It's incredible. You know, they're
out of work.
I was interviewed by a journalist here in this area. I won't say which newspaper or which journalist, but pretty close. And they had basically said, you know, well, there's been people praying outside that facility for years, and what good has it gotten them? And I was like, they're moving out of Fargo.
Sounds like an opinion from a reporter.
Yeah.
Steal my heart.
Yeah, and I was like, what about all the babies that have been saved, or the women that we don't know about that have driven
exactly.
by?
Exactly.
There's some. So for what? And I told this reporter, I said, listen, I understand that non-believing Christians think that prayer is just an activity. But it's a powerful tool, and look what it did in North Dakota.
More to come with our guest, Tim Miller, who leads a group called FLAM.
FLAM. P-L-A-M.
P-L-A-M. Pro-Life Coalition Action. And they're defending Moorhead against this proposed abortion clinic. More on that. And your questions or comments, certainly welcome, too, on What's On Your Mind after this.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River 3.25-ounce bag $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks 2 for $4. And any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres on a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near First, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What brought you back around?
Well, we fast music.
This is one of the new guys you're going to see tomorrow night. Casey Messing Mad.
I like the new artist.
Yeah.
I do.
He's pretty traditional. He's good.
Every big country act has come from an opening act, right?
You bet.
Some point in time.
You bet.
I remember when Taylor Swift was an opening act for Brad Paisley.
Yeah. Remember that show?
I do, very well.
Yeah, they kept blaming the sound system on her changing voice at the time. It's like, no, that's called puberty. That's what she was going through.
Oh, my goodness. Turned out okay for her.
Oh, yeah, her and her 18 semis.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Yeah. 20 past the hour, chatting with Tim Miller. Tim's a member of the state legislature and now the executive director of Plan Action, Pro-Life Coalition, that is dedicating themselves to saying, hey, hard stop on a Moorhead abortion facility. How do you do it?
We're going to be doing good old-fashioned grassroots campaigning. My state, as a state representative, I was elected by going door-to-door, by handing out information, informing people not only of where I stood, but what they need to know about their state and talking to them about what's important to them. This sounds old-fashioned, but that's exactly what we're going to do in the city of Moorhead. We need to let people know that Moorhead is going to become an abortion destination. With the Dakotas, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Indiana, they're going to be all pro-life. Minnesota right now, and this is, there's so many things people that need to know. They need to understand that we are now an abortion state because of a court decision 2 weeks ago. We are unrestricted through live birth in the state of Minnesota. And around the U.S., we're the most relaxed rules of abortions in the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we also...
sickens me to the core. And you have people that really are relishing that and want to become an abortion tourism state.
Well, and also understand that in Minnesota, because of a state Supreme Court case, we are taxpayer-funded. If you qualify based on income, the Minnesota state taxpayers pay for that abortion. And I'm here to tell you, Scott, through my legislative office, I went to research and said, if someone comes to Nebraska and they qualify financially... they do the paperwork, which is actually really easy. It's very easy to do. Do they qualify for a taxpayer-funded abortion? They came back with, yes, they do.
So not only are they going to come here from everywhere, the taxpayers of the state of Minnesota are going to fund these abortions for people from all over.
That's correct, and it's being advertised as such. Now, when I brought this up, the other side was, well, I don't know how many people from other states are going to come. Well, the fact that they're advertising it.
They're saying,
come to Minnesota.
The governor, Tim Walz, is said as much.
That's right, and here in Moorhead, we are at the tip of the spear right now because this is the first clinic that is going to be the expansion of that. Yes, we have abortion clinics in the Twin Cities, but they're looking to set up shop on the borders of the Dakotas, on the Minnesota side. It's kind of like, this is the best example, and I hate it, but it fits the best. When you have states that have fireworks laws that you can buy them, and you have states that don't, what happens? People go right over the border to get their fireworks. The same thing is happening with this atrocity, with abortion. And do the people of Moorhead truly want this? Do the people of Fargo, who are thankful that they're getting this abortion clinic out of their state, just want to go 2 miles down the road and the same thing's happening? So We're asking people from the whole region to help. We have 40 Days for Life that is out there today, out there praying. We have a new facility. We know where it's at.
Out where?
The location is 302 North Highway 75 in Moorhead. It's right on the corner of Highway 75. It's a somewhat empty business building. There are a few tenants left in there. And I feel bad for these tenants, by the way, because they don't want to be here for this. I found out through sources that they are being asked to leave, and they are leaving one at a time. I don't know. But it's just an empty office building that is there right on a busy intersection on a stoplight. So it's 302 North Highway 75, and we have people out there on Thursdays praying over this. But we're going to go into the community with door knocking. We're going to do shows like this. You know, Scott, I hope that we can talk more about this in the future.
Sure.
We're going to inform people of what's going on. Let the people decide. Because I'm confident that they don't want this in Moorhead. But let the people decide. Instead of in the cloak of darkness, Red River Women's Clinic has, of course, purchased the building under a private LLC with no name to it. You know, and
wonder why they have to be all stealthy.
Yeah, so that the contractors just know that they're remodeling a bathroom or an office space.
Yeah.
We're going to let contractors know, make your moral decision now. Are you going to want to be involved in an abortion clinic? Are the other people that you do business with, are they going to be happy that you're supporting this abortion clinic? That's the message that we're going to get to this community. And I really ask, you know, people on your radio station, I know they're about we the people. I've been listening to you for a long time. Even though I'm from the South, from here, been listening. And we talk about we the people. We the people control this nation. Are we the people in Moorhead going to step up and stop this? I believe that we can. In time, we can't legally stop them. I want to be clear about that. But we can put pressure on the community, on the city council members, to do something about this. Because why do we want this in our town?
You have a rally planned as well.
We have a rally.
Pro-life rally.
A pro-life rally. So on August 19th.
8/19, okay.
On August 19th, so 2 weeks from tomorrow in the evening, and we haven't quite sealed the location yet, so I wish I could say it right now. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great location because I think we've locked a great one in. So stay tuned for that. But we're going to have a rally. We're going to have all the pro-life people from this entire region this is being advertised across many different places. August 19th, 7 o'clock, we're going to have a rally. David B. Wright, the founder and national director of 40 Days for Life, is going to be here. He said, I wouldn't miss it for the world. And so he is clearing his schedule on short notice, mind you, and he is going to be here. We are going to put on a rally, and we are going to show people that we can come together and we can stop something like this. That's the message I want people to know. You do have the power to stop this.
Well, I think it's going to take that level of, tenacity. And I think a rally is a good idea because it wakes people up. What's going on here? What is happening? I see Colleen Sampson, who is one of those pro-life warriors for the 40 Days for Life committee over years, says, we've been praying for Red River Women's Clinic to move out of Fargo for many years. While we're blessed they are finally leaving Fargo, we do not want them to open shop in Moorhead. We will be leading prayer efforts outside of the new location for as long as it takes to stop them.
She is out there this morning.
Amazing.
These are amazing people. I will tell you that those prayer warriors that are out there, there's a woman out there this morning in a walker. Yesterday at the existing clinic, there was a woman that's on oxygen. These are people that have been praying over these things for
decades. Absolutely. Jim and Fargo, quickly, you're up on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I would think that the city of Moorhead would have a say in this. I mean, you just can't open a clinic. You have to pass health code standards, zoning, all that kind of stuff. Those have to go through the city. Now, can't somebody in the city say, you know, look, we need to sit down and look at this, bring it towards the city commission. We don't have to grant a license to them to operate within our city limits. So why isn't somebody doing that?
That's good points, Jim. Do they have the necessary permits, you know, Jim?
I have spoken with the city. They say that they are properly zoned and they don't need anything other than construction permits. However,
For a quote-unquote clinic. Wow.
But you and I know, okay, I'm in politics. Remember, I'm a state representative. And us politicians are, you know, we talk boldly until we're challenged, right? I think that this is a fair thing to challenge the city on. One of the things that I want people Moorhead to know is I'm here to lead the charge. I'm here to give leadership. But we need the people of Moorhead to step up. So ask people Moorhead to talk to the city council.
Good idea. Anything else you want to tell us how to connect with you?
By all means, get a hold of me at timothy.miller@plam.org, PLAM.org. I'm more than happy to talk with you, and I'll tell you how you can get involved.
timothy.miller@plam, PLAM.org.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim. Glad you're here. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Like a child picking a fight with a smaller child, China still mad at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to our ally Taiwan, the Communists presented a show of force against Taiwan on Thursday, firing missiles into the sea around the island nation. Happy birthday to the U.S. Coast Guard, 232 years old today. After more than a dozen whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias at the FBI, FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on FBI misconduct and political bias today. Senator Ron Johnson points out one political bias, Democrat Hunter Biden's laptop.
The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. You know, what have they done with it? So, no, you can't trust this Department of Justice and FBI to get to the bottom of this.
USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I've got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck.
This could be called tractor rap almost.
I suppose, yeah.
Pretty girl by my side.
Back on What's On Your Mind, WeFest Thursday. Things are underway. We'll be live in Detroit Lakes tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Steve in Bismarck, you're next at 701-258-0550. What is on your mind, Steve?
Yeah, I was going to ask if any cardinals or bishops going to fly in to support the effort. You know, that's a big deal. I think they'd at least have like five of them out there.
I see in their statement here there's a quote from the Bishop of Crookston Diocese saying, we're committed to welcoming and supporting every human life. Every Catholic church in the Diocese of Crookston is prepared to support mothers and fathers who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy. We will walk with moms and dads in need at every stage to help them in the choice of life. Now is the time to strengthen the culture of life and not to continue to choose death as the answer to a crisis pregnancy. So I don't know about your answer about flying anybody in, but I think that's a strong support, which I was glad to see.
Well, they have to be marching around with the common man. And without that moral support, it's not going to happen. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet, Steve. And they certainly did a lot of that in North Dakota at the Red River Women's Abortion Facility. Lister from Starbuck, Minnesota says, remember when Obama used the famous quote of keeping your friends close but your enemies closer, then promised Hillary the Secretary of State position, telling her that it was not her time yet, as he was still needed, second term? She was livid as the party told her he'd been ahead of her, that a black vote would be better, then it would be a woman's turn. In the new position, she was sent to China to get more loan money from China. China holds our mortgage. One might say if our dollar goes too low, China will lose money on our debt and can collect by taking over the country. Biden had to loan money to send to Ukraine. We are deeper than most but Trump knows, and he's working furiously to expose these traitors, and they want him out of the way. Pray for America and other countries caught in their grasp. Biden promoted Germany and Russia fuel. Now Russia warns Germany to prepare for a cold winter, as Russia may not be able to supply fuel to Germany this winter. Biden nearly emptied our reserves of fuel. This was our fuel for emergency attack on our soil for our tanks, emergency vehicles, and soldiers. Soros is a powerful world player who uses the entire world as his personal monopoly game. Yes, he plays God as he controls many in his life. Stay strong, Scott. The spiritual battle against our almighty God is coming to its peak. May God bless you and Trump and your families with health, wisdom, stamina, and a knowing of the correct path. Thanks for all you do. Starbuck, Minnesota wisdom there for you on What's On Your Mind. Terry Jeffries is here next. Terry is, of course, editor-in-chief of CNS News, the antidote to fake news, a division of the media
Research Center. Terry, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I am amazed how quick we forget, right? And things pass and we move on, and we had quite an uproar when the United States House of Representatives decided to revoke the Defense of Marriage Act, something Bill Clinton signed into law, and instead passed the Defense for Marriage Act. Kind of has gone away. But I saw a column of yours, and I thought, Terry Jeffrey isn't forgetting. And in it, you're recalling that Chuck Schumer, who was then a representative of New York, Senator Joe Biden, now president, of course, and then President Bill Clinton, all supported the Defense of Marriage Act. And some of these same people now have completely flipped. Tell us what we should glean from this.
Well, it's quite a remarkable thing. This was back in 1996. And at the time, the state courts in Hawaii were looking at declaring same-sex marriage a constitutional right in Hawaii. And because of the full faith and credit clause in the Constitution, unless Congress acted, other states would be forced to recognize same-sex marriages that were contracted in Hawaii. So to prevent that, Congressman Bob Barr from Georgia put up a bill called the Defense of Marriage Act that very easily passed the House with lots of Democrat support. And one of the Democrats that supported it then in the House was Chuck Schumer, who was a representative from New York then, not a senator. But then it went over to the Senate, where the person who took the lead in opposing the Defense of Marriage Act was, not surprisingly, Ted Kennedy, who made a huge deal of it and on the Senate floor. And but on the other side was Joe Biden. And even before it had gone to the Senate, Bill Clinton, who was then president, who obviously is a great fan of marriage, he said that he would sign it. And sure enough, the Senate passed it over Ted Kennedy's objections, and with Joe Biden's vote, it went to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton signed it, and marriage was defended in the United States of America as the union. It was officially put in federal law as the union of one man and one woman, and states were protected from having to recognize same-sex marriages contracted in other states because of this law that Schumer, Biden, and Clinton supported.
I didn't know what you just said until I read your column, but, you know, it's amazing for the media, who loves to play gotcha with Republicans being on one side at one time and one on another. And, of course, Joe Biden was also pro-life at one point, pro-life Democrat from Delaware, flipped on that as well, bowing at the altar of abortion till the, you know, ninth month, for crying out loud. But really, this to me is that's a story. That's something we should say, hey, we are the Democratic Party is now leading the effort to repeal something Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, and Bill Clinton put in place and helped pass.
And all those guys have caved. And I'll tell you this, I remember, I believe it was in 2003, I was actually in the Supreme Court chamber when they argued Lawrence v. Texas, which was the sodomy case, put it quite bluntly, which is what it was. And during the oral arguments, Antonin Scalia asked a question, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, if we declare there's a right to this, isn't this going to lead the next thing to same-sex marriage? And the lawyers arguing for sodomy tried to claim that was not true, and Justice Scalia, dismissed them. And, of course, he was right. We ended up with Obergefell v. Hodges getting a declaration of a federal right to same-sex marriage, which overruled the Defense of Marriage Act, which Bill Clinton had signed into law. So there's this huge transformation that took place between 1996 and 2015 when Obergefell passed the court. But now you have the liberals freaking out because Justice Clarence Thomas, who obviously definitely was on the court in 2003, in fact was on the court in 1996, he saw where this theory of substantive due process, as judicial activists call it, it didn't justify abortion, and it also doesn't justify same-sex marriage. And so, you know, this set liberals into a frenzy, the idea that it's possible that someday the Supreme Court could reverse itself on Obergefell just like it did on Roe. And quite frankly, I wish they would.
Kelly Armstrong, congressman from North Dakota, the lone member of the House from North Dakota as a member at large, voted in favor of this, and it raised the ire of a number of our listeners. The reason that he did was the following. I want your take on this, Terry.
Sure.
The bill codifies the full faith and credit clause as it relates to marriage. Essentially, that means if you get married in any state, your marriage will be honored in any state. It doesn't require any church to perform a marriage. It doesn't overturn North Dakota's marriage ban. If Obergefell is overturned, it simply says if you are legally married in one state, your marriage is valid in every state. Exactly the way the law is now. North Dakota does not allow common law marriage, but it still honors Montana's common law marriage because people move. If Obergefell was ever overturned, this law would not overturn North Dakota's ban. This bill would not require any church to conduct a gay marriage. This bill would only say that a legal marriage in every state is valid in every state. What do you make of that argument?
Well, that's precisely the argument that Bill Clinton and Schumer and Biden were trying to stop back in 1996 when they did the Defense of Marriage Act. But to look at another place that this could go, that, you know, I mentioned what Scalia said in 2003 when they argued Lawrence v. Texas. When they did Obergefell v. Hodges, Sam Alito said, so does this mean four lawyers can marry each other? So, I mean, that is really the question. So if you can say, if the government's going to say two men can marry each other, even though they're biologically incapable of having children, and obviously it's an unnatural relationship, why can't they say that four people can marry each other? And why is, if there's a right to marriage between two men, why isn't there a right to marriage between 12 people? And there's really no argument for it. And once you dislodge the law from the natural law, it's anything the most powerful people in the country say it is. The truth and the law is whatever they say it is, because it's not an objective fact. And I would say ultimately in their argument, by the way, in pushing forward with the Defense of Marriage Act in 1996, what the congressional report on it talked about is that marriage was about the family, and it's about child rearing. And yes, a lot of people got married and didn't have children, but ultimately that's what family was about. And they understood back in 1996 that a baby needed a mother and a father. And we understood that broken families were not a good thing. And if you say that there's a right for two men to marry, then you're saying there's a right for two men to have children, which obviously they can't have naturally, which means they're either going to adopt a child or they're going to pay a woman to incubate a child for them. But what you're ultimately saying is that child has no right to a mother. No right to a mother. Is that really the truth?
Minute left. What's going on with the Senate here? Do you think they ultimately vote on this, or do they want the issue for the November election?
I'm hearing that there are a lot of Republicans that are nervous about voting the right way on this, and that there's a lot of pressure. So I think what's happening is they're trying to get to the point where they get 60 votes. And will they get there? I don't know. But I hear that there's a possibility it could happen.
Terry Jeffrey, great column, which is syndicated across the USA. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
And, again, reading Terry's column, I learned something I didn't know. Joe Biden was in favor of this. Chuck Schumer was in favor of this. Hello, media. Hey, the new Village Co-op is coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Now, these are beautiful homes with spacious kitchens, private balconies, and lots of amenities. It's also maintenance-free living all on one level. No mowing. Let somebody else do that. Never replace another roof, window, or appliance, yet you still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. You might want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars to find out more. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative in Fargo, 701-997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com, or again, call Carrie, Village Cooperative, 701-997-2900. All right, last chance to tell us what's on your mind. Pick up the phone, 701-258-0550. We'll do that next on What's on Your Mind.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Beer and GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Not only new Buicks and GMCs, but 44 used vehicles right now, pre-owned vehicles, have Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. And we're not talking about just Buicks and GMCs. Maybe you're looking for a Toyota, RAV4, Highlander, Tacoma. Maybe you're looking for a Ford, an Edge, and, oh, dare I say it, F-150, or an Escape. They've got it. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Todd got a text on Tuesday concerning a conversation we had on the air with a gentleman who seemed to condone that it was okay to harm somebody when you disagreed with them. And I rather abruptly ended that conversation. And we've since got a text from, I believe, that person who said, concerning the Sanford doc and my comments, I was not condoning violence or abuse. Our government hasn't listened to us for years, but frustrating when private businesses don't as well for government reasons. Certainly want to give the benefit of the doubt to the individual even to say, hey, I was trying to get there, but, you know, I didn't get there yet. So Todd gets a text on Tuesday saying, hey, Todd, we think Scott jumps the gun a little bit sometimes before hearing people out. This morning, Scott and the caller disagreed initially, but think of the grace the caller could have received had the conversation been allowed to progress and not ended. I was anxious to see, through Scott's patience, and to hear the caller learn something and begin to understand. We appreciate you all. Please try to be more patient with those folks. Thanks for everything you do for us all. It's good counsel. It's good counsel. We can always be more patient. No doubt about it. So I appreciate the good counsel. Ray and Hope. Give me a ray of hope. Ray and Hope, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
It's actually Hope. But anyway, this morning when Kevin and Alex were doing the birthday, they said that, you know, Barack Obama's birthday, Mary Jacqueline Slaney, Billy Bob Thornton, so on and so forth. Then Alex guessed and said 64. And then Kevin goes, no, you're wrong. Well, I had to laugh. Just because, do we really know really how old the guy is?
Or I get you. I got you. I was like, did I get it wrong? But, yeah. Oh,
Are we reviving the birth certificate controversy?
Exactly. How old is the guy? Who knows?
So in addition to where he was born, the question is how old is he?
Now, where, when?
Yeah. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I was wondering whether anybody has checked and seen whether the communist Chinese applied for any broadcasting certificates or whatever they give out.
Can't do it.
Foreign-owned licenses are not a thing. They're against the law.
They are against the law.
They are.
Yep.
Good. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, let's thank the FCC and our federal government for that. Although, I think there's where there's a will, there's a way. And it looks, you know, like we learned again from CNN. I keep bringing this up because, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. And CNN actually reported on the fact that they were capturing intelligence and signals, rather, not intelligence, but it could be, from cell phone towers. This is an actual thing.
Oh, great.
CNN reported it, Todd. I'm here to tell you.
If they reported it.
Did not make this up. Kelly from Hermosa says, I wish Kristi Noem would change her opposition to hemp in South Dakota. You know, a pair of hemp blue jeans would look amazing on our supermodel governor.
I would agree. That's beautiful.
She is a supermodel, isn't she?
Yeah.
In inside, she's beautiful inside and out. That Kristi Noem, she's
God
really
was paying
else.
Particular attention that day. Father Mulcahy from MASH.
The WNBA star Brittany Griner has been found guilty of drug charges in a Russian court. So they're going to go for evidently a 10-year sentence.
Oh, bet you're maybe thinking you shouldn't have been kneeling for the national anthem, huh, kid?
Griner pled guilty to drug charges and has been jailed in Russia since February after Russian authorities claim they found vape cartridges containing hash oil in her luggage.
Have you ever heard her? Did you hear any of her talk when she spoke at the trial?
I did not.
I thought she was transgender. I mean, listen, this is a little bit of her speaking at her trial.
I want the court to understand that it was an honest mistake that I made while rushing under stress, trying to recover from post-COVID. And just trying to get back to my team.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to be even more bitter about the United States now because we're not getting exchange. So still going to kneel for the anthem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still doesn't get it.
I hear you.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Texture says, I want to share the podcast link for hour two of yesterday's show. What's on Your Mind, but the wrong file was uploaded.
I saw that. I told Matt, one of our digital guys.
If, in fact, that's true, we will find that out. But that's a good reason for us to remind you.
He's on it.
If you miss something from the show, go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, and the podcast are right there. So you don't, you know, if you miss it.
Or go to KFYR at 7 o'clock that night.
That's true. 7 to 9 p.m. on 550, the replay of What's on Your Mind, which I hear from many, many listeners between 7 and 9 p.m., which we appreciate very much. All right, fellas. Guess we got to go. God loves you, and so do we. Thanks for listening. Friday edition of the program tomorrow from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Looking forward to that for the WeFest Friday, a special edition podcast.
I really had to twist his arm for that one.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.